Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
My wife is just after texting me.
Oh, yeah, what? She's weighed in.
No, not on Strictly. She said, you know your relationship is rock solid when the things that are taken to be a romantic gesture are the most boring and mundane and most stupid and basic of life's things.
Simple shared pleasures, is it?
Like, she has texted me as if I've just bought her two dozen red roses and petals all over the bed, and she's just come home. My wife has just arrived home from work, and she sent me this text message.
Right, well, this gives an insight into the level of romance in your life.
Well, this will tell you. If you have any similar situations, 0874 100 102. My wife has just texted me and said, tomorrow, by the way, is recycling day, the green bin day.
Off to a good start, yeah.
Okay. She texted and said, oh, babe, you jumped in the bin. Kiss.
So you've stamped down on the recycling.
Yeah,
rubbish.
We have to do that. In the last couple of days before the green bin men come, we have to squish it down. And whichever one of us does it, the other one goes, oh, babe, you love me. Oh, babe, you jumped in the bin for me. You really love... This is Today FM and Dasha. We're talking about jumping in the bin, the most romantic thing you can do for your other half. Get in that bin. Get in the bin. I don't mean they're a refuse bin. You got to jump up and down in the recycling bin, make a bit of room in there, and get another couple of days out of it. We've got our green bin coming tomorrow. My wife texts and she says, oh, babe, you jumped in the bin. And she loves that more. I gave her that. I gave her two children, and she's more appreciative of the jumping in the bin of a Wednesday morning than she is of either of our two children. Maura's over there, 0874 100 102. Maura, talk to me.
Hey Ray, did you know that you can actually get a machine to put onto the bin to pack it down for you?
I did actually. I knew this. I have a neighbour who tried to, you know, one of these neighbours said, oh, we've got one of these things you can put on the side of the bin, it packs it down.
Always ahead of the curve, that neighbour. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it online, man. Yeah, man, I got it online. Oh, bro, I'll give you a loan of it.
Absolute lifesaver.
So I tried it. I borrowed his squisher. I don't know, what would you call it? Compactor? It's a thing. It's kind of like... Oh, it's really hard to explain. It's like a mechanism with a bunch of arms and it's angled. And what you do is you open up the lid of the wheelie bin and then you hook the two arms of it on the handle, on the far side of the bin, on the handle. Mm-hmm. And then you use it to sort of press down and...
So it's all leverage.
It's not a patch on getting into the bin, though. You get a little squish, yeah, sure. But to really get the extra room out of your green bin, you got to get in there.
Also, you can't really claim the credit and the brownie points when you're using a gadget. You got to get in there, get dirty. That really shows you care.
It doesn't do much, though. I tried it and I was like, and then I had to do that thing of pretending. But I was like, oh, listen, man, thanks so much for that. In my head thinking, it's a load of rubbish. Life hack as well, if you are jumping in the bin, it's always a good idea to hold on to a lump of cardboard or something big, like something big and flat that you can put on top of the loose stuff, like various milk cartons and the smaller stuff, the bits of plastic, you know, the little schittery bits of plastic, yeah, that kind of, they can blow around as you're jumping up and down it. Get something flat, something fairly big, that'll be a flat area for you to jump up and down on to do your compacting when you're jumping in the bin. Guys, be bin aware. We're raising awareness here this afternoon on Today FM. Text as well, 0874 100 102. Alison says, you're in, JP. Oh, Alison is listening to the show and jumping up and down in the bin. We're bin jumping accompaniment broadcast this afternoon. Well, that's good to hear. Let me make a phone. It's ringing.
Hello?
Alison?
Yes?
Hi, Ray Foley here on Today FM. How are you? You're just in from the bin, are you?
Yeah.
Come here, did you bring us with you? Like, were we in your headphones, or did you bring a Bluetooth speaker or a ghetto blaster up on your shoulder?
Well, no, the kitchen radio was always on, Ray. So okay. When I came in from the bin, I was just listening to you, how you do that lovely gesture for your wife.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to do it here myself.
You do it yourself. And tell us, have you heard about this? Someone just suggested this. This mechanism, it's like a lever thing that you can put onto the green bin and squish it yourself. Have you investigated something like that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I was.
Generally, I don't have to jump in it. I don't know. Must have been a busy 2 weeks.
There's like. Usually enough room. I found more and more. I think it's down to education. Jeez, we're getting into it now, Alison. I find it's down the more we learn about recycling and about the benefits of it, and also the benefit then in terms of cost, that like the more, you know, put in the bit of effort, do the bit of recycling, then the more likely you are that after 2 weeks the green bin's going to be full. I find it more and more.
Yeah, maybe so. And then you think there'd be less because we can't throw our cans and bottles in there anymore.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
So I don't know, Ray.
How much room did you make?
Well, it's going out tomorrow anyway, so.
Same.
Yeah, so just enough to kind of get me through.
Yeah, the last few bits.
The last few bits, exactly.
Yeah, and how do you know it's going out tomorrow? Do you have a WhatsApp group or are you watching the other neighbours?
WhatsApp group. I don't do either, actually.
Hi, guys, just checking. Is it tomorrow? Is a green bin tomorrow, guys? We don't want to be those people, you see. So we're the curtain twitchers first at 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. We're just like, are we doing it right this
week? It's usually about 11 o'clock just before I go to bed. Wednesday night when I think of the thing, you know. Because my bin men are here at 20 past 6, maybe.
Oh, my God, no.
And they have this really annoying beep when they put it into reverse.
Yeah.
A beep and this loud, stand clear of the vehicle. And there's no need, Ray, like not even 6:30 in the morning, like,
no,
you know.
It's taking the mickey. But
yeah, it really is.
But it's worth it, because at the end, you know, we're saving the planet. One jump in the bin at a time. Come here, you be safe as you're jumping up and down that bin and stay on CFM. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, cheers.
Bye, Ray.
Love the show.
Hey.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.